Good morning.
各位早安.
It's always a special privilege to come and share God's word with you.
能够来这里跟大家分享神的话语, 一直是我很高兴的事。
Today I'm celebrating my father's 120th birthday.
今天我庆祝我父亲120岁的生日。
He's no longer with us.
他已经不跟我们在一起了。
But I'm so grateful for the father God gave me.
可是我非常为神给我这样的一位父亲感恩。
And he had a great love for China.
他对中国有极大的爱心。
He spent nearly 30 years ministering in China as a missionary.
他一生用30年的时间在中国宣教。
And when I was ready to go to Taiwan as a missionary in 1954, my father was speaking at a conference. And he said to the people, I can no longer go to China myself even though I wanted to.
他对会众说，我已经不能再到中国去了，即使我心里极其愿意去。But
I'm sending a substitute.
可是我找一个人代替我去。But
more than a substitute, I'm sending my son.
可是这个人不只是代替我的，他是我的儿子。And
what a wonderful thing to begin your ministry with the blessing of your father.
那能够从父亲的祝福来开始事工是何等有福的事情。
About 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus was standing by a lake.
在2000年以前, 有一天主耶稣站在湖边。
And he saw some fishermen.
他看到几个渔夫。
There were two sets of brothers.
有两对兄弟。
And he turned to them and he said, Come, follow me.
所以他就转向他们说,你们来跟从我。
At another occasion, he saw a man by the name of Philip.
那另外一次机会,他看到一个人叫做腓力。
And he said, Come and follow me.
就对他说,你来跟从我。
In Matthew chapter 9, we see him going to an IRS official.
在马太福音第九章,我们看到他去向一个 税务局的人说,
A very despised person by the people, just like today.
一个很被人瞧不起的人,就像今天一样。
And Jesus turns to Matthew and says, Come, follow me.
所以耶稣转向马太说,你来跟从我。
And the one thing all these men had in common,
那这些人所有的共同点,
They all followed him immediately.
他们都立刻地跟从了耶稣。
They did not realize what that one decision they made to follow him would entail for the rest of their life.
他们不了解当时的决定会对他们一生有什么影响。
It would make a radical change in their life.
因为这会彻底地改变他们的一生。
Something they never would have considered.
他们可能从来没有想过。
They left their families.
他们离开他们的家庭,
they left their businesses.
他们离开他们的工作事业,
they left their acquaintances.
他们离开他们的亲朋好友,
and they followed him.
跟从耶稣。
Why did they follow him?
为什么他们要这样做?
Was Jesus offering them something?
难道是耶稣给他们一些, offer他们很多的东西?
We have been going through some election experiences these last months or years.
在过去几年,过去几个月,我们都看到这个竞选。
And everyone who wants to get elected, he makes an offer. He says, I will do this for you if you elect me.
每一个候选人都会说,我会为你们做这些,如果你们选我的话。
Jesus gave no such offer.
可是主耶稣没有这样做。
He did not promise them anything.
他没有应许他们任何事情。
He simply says, Come, follow me.
他很简单地说,你们来跟从我。
A man came to Jesus.
可是这些人就跟随了他。
And a man that came to Jesus one day said, I will follow you.
当这些人说,我要跟随你的时候,
Jesus said to him,
耶稣对他说
He said, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place where to lay his head.
耶稣跟他讲说狐狸有洞天上的飞鸟有窝可是人子没有枕头的地方
In other words, Jesus was saying,If you follow me, there are no wonderful marketing advantages for you.
所以耶稣事实上就跟他们讲说，你们跟从我，不会有荣华富贵。
I've got nothing to offer you.
这些东西我不会给你们，我也没有。
What did Jesus mean when he says, "Come and follow me"?
所以当耶稣讲说来跟从我的时候，他是什么意思
？The disciples did not know.
这些门徒都不知道。
All it was, they heard him say to them, "I'm calling you to follow me."
他们只是听到主的呼召来跟从他。
It was not even something that came out of their own hearts.
甚至不是从他们心里出来的。
They heard him call them.
他们听到主的呼声。
And because Jesus was who he was.They followed him.
那因为耶稣是他自己，所以这些人就跟从他。
And let me say very quickly that unless Jesus calls us, we will never be followers of Jesus.
所以让我很快的讲，如果不是耶稣呼召我们，我们不会做主的门徒。
It was the call of Jesus that brought these people to a decision. We must follow him.
是耶稣的呼召使这些人愿意跟随他。
In fact, that decision would cost them everything in life.
事实上这样子的一个决定是让他们付出了整个生命的代价。
Of all the 12 disciples,
那在十二个门徒里面
Every single one of them, with the exception of John, they all faced a martyr's death.
除了约翰以外，每一个人都为主殉道了。
It cost them something.
这些他们跟随主就付上了生命的代价。
Their lives were radically changed.
他们的生命被彻底的改变。
Jesus one day said to his disciples, "A disciple is not above his teacher."
耶稣有一次对门徒说，门徒不能高过先生。
And if Jesus had to suffer, so the disciples would also have to suffer.
所以如果老师要受苦的话，这个学生也要受苦。
And yet today we find that many, many Christians in our churches today have no idea what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
可是今天我们在教会里面发现很多弟兄姐妹根本不知道做门徒是什么意思。
Many of them have never even heard that call from Jesus, "You come and follow me."
许多人甚至没有听到主的呼召说你来跟从我。
Many people say, "We will be followers of Jesus, but please don't interfere with our daily life."
很多人会讲说，我愿意做跟随主的人，可是不要影响我每日的生活。
We'll go along with you.
我们会跟着你走。
We'll go to church on Sundays.
我们会礼拜天到教会来聚会。
But please don't interfere with our business life or personal lives.
可是不要影响我个人的生命或是我的事业。
Is that what a disciple is?
难道这个就是做门徒吗？
Not according to the New Testament.
可是新约圣经不是这样讲。
A disciple is a person that follows somebody.
一个门徒是跟随某一个人的人。
It basically means he's a learner, he's an apprentice, he wants to learn from his teacher everything that he can possibly learn.
基本上的意思是他是一个跟随者，他是一个门徒，他要学习老师，所以可以教他的一切。
In fact, Jesus says that if a man is fully trained, he as a disciple will become like his teacher.
事实上耶稣说，如果你要做一个门徒，你就要跟你的老师一样。
And yet we have many Christians today who have never understood that truth.
可是今天有许多基督徒不晓得这个真理。
They have confessed him with their mouth, they call themselves Christians.
他们用嘴来尊敬主，他们说我是基督徒。
But their life has not radically changed at all. Nothing has changed.
可是他们的生命丝毫没有改变。
And therefore, it's time that we come back again to the scriptures.
所以我们应该回到圣经里面。
And we find out what it really means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
来发现这个耶稣基督的门徒到底是什么意思。
What does a disciple look like?
一个门徒看起来像什么样子。
When you got up this morning and you looked into a mirror,
你今天早上起来对着镜子看。
Did you see a disciple?
你看到一个门徒吗？
Think about it.
想想看。
You say, well, how can you tell what a disciple looks like?
你说，我怎么知道一个门徒看起来像什么样子？
We need to have a definition, don't we?
可是我们有一个定义。
And I'm going to give you this morning a yardstick by which you can measure whether you're a disciple or not.
所以今天早上我要给大家一根尺来衡量一下你到底是不是一个门徒。
And only you will be able to determine whether you're a disciple.
只有你自己可以决定你到底是不是一个门徒。
I can't.
我可以。
But when you look at this yardstick I'm going to give you this morning, you will be able to tell whether you're really a disciple.
我不能，可是如果你拿这个尺来量一量的话，你就会自己发现。
Would you like to find out?
你们想不想知道呢？
Yes? All right, I'll give it to you.
好，我就给你们。
But let me tell you right in the beginning, it's not my yardstick.
可是我一开始就要跟大家讲清楚，这个不是我的量尺。
It's the yardstick that Jesus gives to us.
而是主耶稣给我们的一个量尺。
So don't argue with me about it. If you want to argue, argue with Jesus about it.
所以你不要跟我争辩，你要争辩的话，跟主耶稣去争辩。
Because what I say might not be the truth, but what Jesus says always is the truth.
因为我说的可能不是真理，可是耶稣讲的一定是真理。
All right, here's the first yardstick.
好，这是第一个规则。
Turn with me to John chapter 8, verse 31.
我们看看约翰福音第八章第三十一节。
I always like to go to a church where people bring their Bibles.
我到教会去总希望看到弟兄姐妹们带圣经来。
Many people have been so much in the technical world that they don't bring Bibles anymore. They bring their iPhones or iPads.
在高科技的时代，大家都不带圣经来了，他们带 iPhone 或者是他们带 iPad.
And if you don't have a Bible, I'll excuse you for that.
所以如果你没有圣经，我会原谅你。
But be sure to bring your Bibles.
可是一定要有一个圣经，电子版也好。
John chapter 8 verse 31.
约翰福音第八章三十一节。
Jesus is speaking to the Jews who had believed in him.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说。
And here he says, if you hold to my teaching, if you hold to my word, then you are really my disciples.
你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
Let me say it again. If you hold to my word, then you are really my disciples.
让我再说一次，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
When Jesus began his teaching ministry,
当耶稣开始 他教导事工的时候
He gathered his disciples around him and we call this the Sermon on the Mount.
他把信他的人招到他的周围、我们知道这就是登山宝训。
Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, and Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第五六跟七章。
And there Jesus lays out the principles of living in the new kingdom of God.
主耶稣基督就跟他们解释活在神的国度里的一些原则。
And when he comes to the end of that passage,
所以当他讲完以后,
he says it's not people that hear the word of God, but it's the people that hear it and do it.
他说听了我的话不是只是听而已，而是要行出来。
Because Jesus knew that many people would hear the word of God but would never act upon it.
因为耶稣知道很多人会听，可是不会去做。
And a disciple is only a disciple if he acts upon the word of God.
一个门徒是真正的门徒啊，如果他去行。
And that's why Jesus says, if you are holding on to the word of God, if you follow its teaching,Then you are really my disciple.
所以耶稣说，你们要遵守我的道，要去行，才是真正的门徒。
In other words, a disciple says, my first priority is my relationship to God, which is based upon the importance that the scripture plays in my life.
因此，一个门徒最高的优先次序是他跟神的关系，写在圣经上的。
How important is the word of God in your life?
那在你的生命中，神的话有多重要？
How important is it?
有多重要？
Once a week?
每一个礼拜一次吗？
Sundays?
或是在礼拜天？
In the book of Job,
在这个约伯记里面，
Chapter 23, verse 12. Job says this.
这约伯这么讲。
I have not departed from the words of his commandment, but I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
约伯说，他嘴唇的命令我未曾背弃。我看中他口中的言语过于我需用的饮食。
Job was saying that the word of God has top priority in my life.
所以约伯事实上在说，神的话语是我优先次序中的第一个。
It is more important than even my daily bread.
甚至比我每天的食物更加重要。
Look at this measuring stick.
我们来看看这个量尺。
Where do you fit?The word of God on this measuring stick in your life.
在这个量尺中，这个神的话语占多少分量？
Right in the beginning?
这么一点吗？
Halfway?
还是一半？
All the way?
还是全部？
If you look in the mirror,
如果你看对着镜子看，
Do you see a disciple?
你看到一个门徒吗？
You say, that person that I'm seeing in the mirror, he loves the word of God.
你在镜中，你所看到镜中那个人，他喜欢神的话语吗？
He feels the word of God is the most important thing in his life.
他觉得神的话在他生命中是最重要的吗？
I'm looking at him.
我看着他。
And it fills your heart with great joy.
然后我的心里就充满喜乐。
There are many people that follow Jesus.
许多跟随耶稣的人。
They wanted him to heal them when they were sick.
他们希望耶稣可以医治他们当他们生病的时候。
They wanted him to feed them when they were hungry.
给他们东西吃当他们饥饿的时候。
If they were demon-possessed, they wanted him to get rid of these evil powers in their lives.
如果他们被鬼附，他们盼望耶稣把这些鬼赶出去。
They followed him and they honored him with their lips.
他们跟随耶稣，用嘴唇来尊敬他。
Jesus says, "This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me."
耶稣说，这些人用嘴唇来尊敬我，可是他们的心却远离我。
One of the number one marks of a disciple is a person that loves and knows the word of God and obeys it.
门徒的第一个记号就是他喜爱神的话语，而且他照着去做。
See, what I'm telling you this morning is nothing new.
我今天早上跟大家讲的并不是新的东西。
We have heard that so many times in church, haven't we?
我们在教会里面常常听到这样的话。
Read the Bible.
我们要读圣经。
Listen to the word of God.
我们要听神的话。
And it goes into this ear, it goes out in that one.
可是呢，从这个耳朵进去，从那个耳朵出来。
Now Jesus said, "Blessed are we if we hear the word of God and do it."
耶稣说，我们听了神的话又去行的就有福了。
It's a blessing to hear the word of God, Jesus says.
听到这个耶稣的话是一种福分。
There's only one problem.
可是就有一个问题。
We forget what we hear.
我们就忘了我们所听到的。
You believe that?
你相信吗？
What did you hear last Sunday?
你上个礼拜听到什么？
Do you remember the message?
你记得上个礼拜的信息吗？
Good.
很好。
You know, some of you took notes.
有一些人记下笔记吗？
And it helps you remember, right?
对，就帮助你去记住。
But I would say that most of us don't remember from one week to the next.
可是我敢讲说，大部分我们中间大部分从一个礼拜到下一个礼拜都忘了听到什么。
And the preacher can spend hours preparing a message.
一个讲道的人，他们花很多的时间来预备讲章。
And 5 minutes later, after he has preached it, people have forgotten it.
可是他讲完五分钟以后，大家都忘了。
So hearing is good, but hearing is not enough.
所以听是好的，可是听还不够。
We need to also read the Word of God.
我们自己要去读。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里面，
they spend a lot of time in the public reading of the Scriptures.
他们常常聚集在一起读神的。
When the people came back from the Babylonian captivity,
当这个被掳的人归回的时候，
they spent days together as an assembly, and they read the Word of God so people could understand it.
他们聚集好几天的时间，有人念神的话给他们听。
Do you read the Scriptures?
你读圣经的话吗？
Do you have a plan?
你有一个计划吗？
You know, I'm amazed how many people we have in our churches who are biblically infants.
我很惊奇，在教会里面有许多人对神的话语来讲还是婴孩。
We don't know what the Bible teaches.
我们不知道圣经在教导什么。
And we are living in very dangerous times.
那我们是住在一个非常危险的时代。
Jesus said to his disciples, he said, I have told you all this so that you will not go astray.
耶稣对他的门徒说，我把这些都告诉你们，所以你们不会走迷路。
And yet so many Christians are in danger of going astray because they do not know the Bible.
可是很多基督徒有走迷的危险，因为他们不懂圣经。
If we depend on the scriptures only of what we hear on Sunday mornings, it will never be enough.
如果我们对圣经的知识只是从主日的讲台而来，那是绝对不够的。
We also needRead the scriptures.
我们自己要去读神的话。
And then you get even more when you study the word of God.
让你用心去读的话，你就会得到更多。
And the difference between reading and studying is a pencil and a piece of paper.
这个读跟研读的不同之点就是你有一张纸，你有一个笔。
And you start writing down some of the things that you are learning.
你把你所学到的写下来。
Let me tell you a secret.
让我告诉你一个秘密。
You learn far more from scripture what you discover yourself than what somebody else teaches you.
你从自己去研读所得到的要比别人讲给你听的要多得多。
What somebody else says, you will forget very quickly.
因为人讲的你很快就忘记。
But something that you discover yourself,
可你自己发现的东西，
you'll remember that.
你就会常常记住。
And then there's another way how you can get the scripture in your life.
你还有另外的方法可以来读经。
And that is through memorizing it.
那就是我们去背经文。
Have you ever memorized a verse of scripture?
你有没有试着去背经文？
John 3:16.
约福音三章十六节。
Everybody knows that verse.
大部分的人都知道。
I hope everybody does.
我希望每一个人都会背。
What other verse do you know?
还有哪些经文你会背呢？
You know, we know a few verses.
我们可能知道会背几句。
But it's not constantly getting the word of God in our hearts.
可是这神的话语并没有常常存在我们的心中。
When I became a Christian, I was a teenager.
当我年轻的时候，十几岁的时候就是基督徒。
Somebody came to me and said, if you start memorizing scripture, it'll be the biggest part of your spiritual growth.
有人就来跟我讲说，如果你开始背经文，这个就是你灵性成长的最大资本。
And so I started write down little verses from the scripture on a card.
所以我就开始用小卡片来记载经文。
And I put them in a little packet like this.
所以我就把它放在一起。
And I wrote these verses on there.
所以我就看着这些小卡片。
And I started to memorize.
我就开始把它背起来。
Three new verses every week.
所以三 每一周三句新的经文。
Somebody said the three verses, that's quite a lot.
那有人说三句可能太多了吧。
I said, I'm German, can I do six verses?
我说我是德国人我可以背六句。
You know, and so I started memorizing verses.
所以我就开始背这些经文。
The first year, 300 verses.
所以第一年就背了300句。
Next year, another 300 verses.
第二年又背了300句。
But the important thing is not just to memorize them.
可是重要的事情不只是去记住。
But then to review them all the time.
而且是常常去思想。
Because you have to review a verse in order for you to keep that written on your heart.
因为你要常常去反思，你才会记得住。
And I found out that memorizing the Word of God was a tremendous help in...Meditating on the Word of God.
我就发现，记住神的话语对默想神的话语有很大的帮助。
Not only on discovering truth, but also for the Spirit of God to remind you of what God was saying when you needed to hear His voice.
不只是明了这些经文的真理，而且是让圣灵有机会在你的心里提醒你，在你的心里做工。
What a great discovery!
对我来讲这是一个很大的发现。
I'm eternally grateful for the people that helped me in my Christian life.
所以我对这些这样教导我的人非常的感激。
They were not just saying you need to get the hold of the scriptures.
他们不只是跟我讲说你们要去读神的话。
They said they showed me how I could do it.
他们教导我怎么去做。
Yes, I listened.
所以我就听了。
I read.
我读了。
I studied.
我研读了
I memorized.
我背诵了
Why?
为什么呢
I wanted to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
因为我要做一个耶稣基督的门徒
Jesus says, if you hold to my teaching, then you are really my disciple.
耶稣说遵行我道的人才是真正的门徒
Look at that measuring stick.
我们再看一次这个量尺
Where do you stand on that?
你在这个量尺中站在什么位置
Do you see a disciple?
你看到一个门徒吗?
When you look at the mirror,
当你在照镜子的时候,
how important is the word of God to you?
神的话对你有多重要?
Only you can answer that.
只有你自己可以回答。
The second measuring stick.
第二个量尺。
Bearing fruit.
就是要结果子。
John 15 verse 8.
约翰福音第十五章第八节。
Here Jesus is talking about the vine and the branches.
这耶稣在讲这个葡萄树跟枝子。
He says there's nothing you can do yourself. It's only when you stay connected to Jesus Christ, the vine, that you can be a fruitful person.
耶稣说离了我你们就不能做什么。你们一定要这个枝子一定要连在葡萄树上。
And in verse 8, he says, by this my Father is glorified,That you bear much fruit.
在约翰福音十五章八节说，你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。
You are a disciple if you bear fruit.
那你们结果子就是我的门徒了。
Do you bear fruit?
你有结出果子吗
？Look at the mirror again.
你再照一次镜子。
Are you a disciple that is bearing fruit?
你是一个结果子的门徒吗？
You say, what kind of fruit?
那你会说结什么样的果子呢
Apples or pears?
或是
The Bible talks about two kinds of fruit.
圣经讲到两种果子
There's a fruit inside your life.
一种果子是在你里面的
And there's a fruit outside.
还有一种果子是在你外面的
The fruit that's inside here
那在里面的果子
is when you are being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ.
就是当你有了耶稣基督形象的时候
When you become like the Lord Jesus Christ.
当你像耶稣的时候
See, a disciple, when he's fully trained, he will be like his teacher.
我们刚刚说到一个门徒受了训练就像他的老师一样
What was Jesus like?
那耶稣是什么样子？
And in Galatians chapter 5,
在加拉太书第五章
verse 22 and 23,
22到23节
it talks about the fruits of the Spirit, doesn't it?
讲到圣灵所结的果子。
What a life does that is under the control of the Holy Spirit.
一个被圣灵掌管的生命。
And it mentions what they are.
就圣经就讲出这些果子。
Love, joy,
仁爱喜乐。
Peace,
和平。
Long suffering,
忍耐。
Gentleness,
恩慈。
Goodness,
良善。
Meekness,
信实。
Temperance,
温柔。
See, it mentions all these things.
所以圣经讲到这些。
Many of us have an anger problem.
很多人有这个
was made.
我们就讲我们被造就是这个样子
Jesus says there can be fruit that can change it.
如果你有果子在你的心我可以把它改变
And if you have a rough personality God can change you in person.
如果你的个性是很蛮横的这个神可以把它变成温柔
If you walk around with a long face
就是说我可以把喜乐放在你的心中
Is there fruit in your life?
有你的生命中有这些果子吗
Has there been change in your life?
你的生命曾经被改变吗
Are you different from what you used to be?
你是不是以前不一样
Jesus called his disciples and he said, "Come and follow me."
耶稣对门徒说，你们来跟从我。
And they did not realize how radically Jesus would change their life.
他们没有想到他们的生命会被耶稣整个的翻转过来。
They could become fruit bearing.
他们可以变成结果子的门徒。
And that would glorify the Father.
那这些果子就荣耀天父。
A while ago, I was cleaning up some files on my desk, and I came across a letter my wife had written to me.
有一天我在整理书桌，我就找到一封我太太写给我的信。
Now, when I travel, my wife is good. She writes letters.
的时候，这个我太太常常写我。
But I was not traveling.
可是我那时候我不在旅行。
And she wrote me a letter.
她写了一封信给我。
Why would she do that?
她为什么要这样做呢
？See, this was before we could see people eating, a couple eating in a restaurant together, and they would on their iPhone text to each other across the table.
就那个时候还不是我们一面吃饭一面用手机来互相传信息的时代。
But we were living in the same.
给我写了一封信。
Now this recently, this happened about 40 years ago.
那这是在40年前发生的事。
And I was living in Cupertino.
那时候我还住在 Cupertino.
And I reread that letter.
就读了这封信。
It was a very kind letter.
这是一封很仁慈的信。
But boy, it tell you was like a knife going into my heart.
可是我读起来就像刀插进我的心里一样。
And she said it in such nice ways that I just felt even more terrible.
她讲得越温柔，我觉得越扎心。
And what she was telling me was, I want to write this down so that you will really understand my heart.
她说我把这些事情写下来，所以你真正了解我的心。
And she was telling me about faith in my life.
她跟我讲我生命中的失败。
I was neglecting my duties in the home.
我忘记了我在家里的责任。
不但是忘记 I did not do it.
不但是忘记我没有去做。
I had some things that I needed to do out in the yard, like mow the lawn, and to cut the grass, and to do this and do that.
有些事情是我必须做的，比如说我在院里割草等等。
And I had promised her I would do these things.
而且我答应过她我会做的。
But I didn't like to do those.
可是我不喜欢做。
I have no gift doing them.
我没有恩赐做这些事情。
So I put them on my list, but it's always on the bottom of all the other priorities.
所以我就把它写在我的优先次序上面，可是总是在最下面。
And my wife was just reminding me.
所以我太太就提醒我。
So men better be careful if your wife writes you a letter.
所以我们做丈夫的要小心，如果你的太太给你写封信。
But when I read this letter, I said to myself, "Have I changed?"
可是当我看这封信的时候，我就问我自己：我
Am I still that way, or is there fruitfulness in my life?
我生命中有结出果子吗
？And then I start thanking God.
所以我就开始感谢神。
Because where we live in Turlock, we have no garden, no yard.
现在我住的地方呢，没有院子了。
And everything about the house is being taken care of by somebody else.
的家来管理。
See, God is good.
神对我真好。
But you see what I mean?
可是你知道我的意思。
Even some sort of a person, God can change us on the inside.
虽然神可以改变我们内在的生命
And then there is fruit through our lives to the outside.
我们还是有这个影响外界的一些果子
In Proverbs 11:30,
在箴言十一章三十节
It says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise.
一人所结的果子就是生命树，有智慧的必能得人。
In other words, here it says there's fruitfulness if you win others to Christ.
所以当你能够领人信主的时候，这个就是你结的果子。
And even Paul in his letters to the Romans, because I want to reap a harvest, I want to get fruit.
保罗写信给罗马人的时候，他说：“我要来到你们中间得一些果子。”
And when you can bring somebody to know Jesus Christ, what a wonderful experience that is.
你如果你能领人去信耶稣，对你来讲是一个很美的经历。
I wonder how many of you have ever had the privilege of leading someone who has been in darkness away from God to a place where he accepts Jesus into his own life.
我不晓得在座有多少人曾经把住在黑暗中的人领到耶稣的面前。
There's no greater joy that can come into your life than when you can lead somebody to find the Savior.
我告诉你，没有把别人带到救主面前更大的喜乐。
About a month ago, I received a letter from a friend in Sacramento.
在一个月前，我接到一封从 Sacramento 的朋友寄来的信。
I had met him as a teenager in Taiwan.
我在十几岁的时候在台湾就认识他了。
His father was working in a Chinese airline.
他的父亲是在中华航空公司做事。
And this young Chinese fellow was a very gifted young man.
这是一个很有恩赐的年轻人。
And he came to a camp where I was speaking.
他到我在做讲员的一个营会里面来。
And after the meeting, he came to me and he said, I want to become a Christian. Can you help me?
在聚会结束以后，他跟我讲说，我要做个基督徒，你能帮助我吗？
And so for the first half hour, I tried to talk him out of becoming a Christian.
说前半个钟头呢，我跟他讲说，你不要做基督徒。
I said, you don't need to be a Christian.
我说你不需要做一个基督徒。
You are a good student.
你是一个好学生。
You just made Eagle Scout.
你在这个童子军也到了最高的层次。
And I said, you're popular.
你很受欢迎。
Why you want to become a Christian?
你为什么要做基督徒呢？
He says, I want to be a Christian.
他说我要做一个基督徒。
And so for half an hour, I tried to talk him out of it.
所以前半个钟头我是叫他讲不要。
You know, I've never done this, after that anymore.
从此以后我不会再这样讲。
But when I saw how earnestly he really wanted to, I said, of course I'll help you.
所以当我发现他真的愿意做个基督徒的时候，我说我愿意帮助你。
And so I had the great joy of leading him to Christ.
所以我就有极大的喜乐带领这个年轻人成为一个基督徒。
So I had this call from him a month ago.
所以一个月以前他打电话给我。
He said,Hans, I want to thank you.
他对我说 ,Hans, 我要谢谢你。
Today is my 53rd spiritual birthday.
今天是我属灵的53岁生日。
And you became my spiritual father.
你是我属灵的父亲。
I want to thank you.
我要感谢你。
You know, that made my day.
所以那天我就非常高兴。
What a wonderful thing to see fruit that remained.
能够看到一个果子继续的下去是何等的喜乐。
God wants us to bear fruit.
神要我们结果子。
Will you ask the Lord that this year He will allow you the privilege of bringing somebody to Christ?
你要不要向神求今年让你带几个人信主？
You will always thank me if you are able to do that.
如果你可以这样做的话，你会感谢我今天的提醒。
Because this is what will bring great joy in your life.
因为这会给你生命带来最大的喜乐。还比这个更重要的。
The Father is glorified.
我们的天父得到荣耀。
Look at the measuring scale.
我们再看看这个量尺。
Are you a fruit-bearing Christian?
你是结果子的基督徒吗？
Is there fruit in your life?
那些果子在你心里。
Are you getting fruit from the outside?
你从外面也带进果子。
Look at that mirror.
再看一次镜子。
Are you a fruit-bearing Christian?
你是一个结果子的基督徒吗？
Let me give you one more before we close.
在结束以前，我再讲一件事。
Look at John chapter 13, verse 35.
我们看看约翰福音十三章第三十五节。
Jesus was talking about the importance of love.
耶稣在讲爱的重要。
And in verse 35, he says, By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
第三十五节说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
Here Jesus says, if you love one another,
耶稣说，
that's how we can tell whether you are a disciple or not.
如果你们彼此相爱，这是我们分辨是真门徒的一个方法。
That's the definition that Jesus gives.
这是耶稣所给的定义。
By our love of brothers and sisters.
从我们爱弟兄姐妹的心。
Many people go around with a little women with a gold chain, a little cross.
很多人带着一个有十字架的金链子。
I saw a man in a supermarket. He had a T-shirt on, and on the back it says, "I am a Christian."
我在超级市场看到有一个男人，他的衣服后面写说，我是一个基督徒。
Some people put it on a license plate in the back of the car, a sticker, you know, "Believe in Jesus."
有些人在他的车牌照的下面写说，你们要信耶稣。
You know, I don't put that on the back of my car.
我没有这样做。
Because, you know, people will see you drive and say, oh, he's a Christian. I don't want to be like that.
因为如果有人看到我开车说，如果基督徒这样开车，我就不要当基督徒。
Jesus says there is one sure way of identification and of witness to others.
耶稣说只有一个方法可以辨认一个真的门徒。
You can show people that you are a disciple of Jesus Christ if you love one another.
你可以向别人显示你是一个基督徒，如果你爱你的弟兄。
And one of the greatest obstacles of evangelism,
这个传福音最大的一个拦阻，
is the fact that so many people in the church do not get along with each other.
就是教会里的弟兄姐妹不能够彼此相处。
And they follow the same pattern that we find in the world.
他们跟世上的人一样。
Exactly the same.
完全一样。
And Jesus says, the one thing that will distinguish you to other people is if you show that you are a loving community.
所以耶稣说，唯一让你们跟世人不同的，就是你们是一个爱的群体。
By this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you love one another.
如果你们彼此相爱，众人就看出你们是我的门徒。
Last week I was, my heart was really saddened.
上个礼拜我的心里非常的难过。
Somebody came to me.
有人来跟我说。
And said some things about a pastor of the church.
跟我讲说有一个教会的牧师。
Very critical.
是很具有很责备的话。
And it showed that there was no love.
没有这个爱在里面。
There was a lot of anger.
有很多的愤怒
A lot of frustration
有很多的挫折
And I said to myself, how can a person with that attitude be in harmony within the same church?
那我就想说有这样子心态的一个人怎么可能在教会里面和睦的相处
But you know, this is very common in so many, practically in all of our churches.
可是这个在几乎在所有的教会里面都是非常普遍
Somebody has said something.
有人说了一些话
Somebody has done something.
有人做了一些事
And you have been offended by it.
那你就受到了伤害。
And you have become angry.
所以你就发怒。
And that anger has become bitterness in your heart.
然后那个怒气就变成心中的苦毒。
And you don't want to have anything to do with that same person that worships in the same building with you.
所以你就不再理这个在同一个地方敬拜的那个人。
It's true, it's happening.
所以这是真的，也是常常发生的。
And what Jesus is saying here, if you want to be my disciple, that has to stop.
所以耶稣说，如果你要当我的门徒，就不能再这样做。
Because you are going to be my disciple if you have love for one another.
因为只有彼此相爱，你才能做我的门徒。
And if you don't love one another, if you do not resolve your problems with somebody else, you might be following somebody else. You're not my follower.
如果你不解决这些问题，你可能是在跟从别的人，你不是在跟从我。
Look at that measuring stick again.
再看看这个量尺。
Where do you stand on that measuring stick?
在这个量尺上，你站在什么位置？
Look at that mirror again.
再看看这个镜子。
Am I a disciple that loves everyone in my church?
我是否爱教会里面所有的弟兄姐妹？
There's nobody that I can think of that whom I don't love.
是不是我想不到任何人是我不爱的？
You see, is that possible?
可能吗？
I was talking to a man who was dying.
我跟一个快要死去的人讲话。
And I said to him, "Are you ready to go?"
我就问他说，你预备好了吗？
He said, "I am."
他说预备好了。
He said, "I'm right with God."
说我跟神关系很好。
And I am right with everybody else.
我跟人的关系也很好。
What a wonderful way!
这是一个多好的方法。
That's what a disciple is.
这就是一个门徒该做的。
Do you grasp the word of God?
你认识神的话吗？
Is it important?
是对你重要吗？
Daily?
每一天？
Are you bearing fruit?
你结果子吗？
Do you love?
你爱你的弟兄吗？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
天父，我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
That you will let your word convict us,
让你的话深入我们的心。
Teach us,
教导我们。
And cause us to conform our lives to what you want them to be.
让我们的生命成为你所喜爱的样式。
In Jesus' name,
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.